Hello everyone and welcome to the Dees podcast. Well, today I want to talk about chatting with strangers, chatting with new people, and chatting with someone that you don't have any information about that. Well, did you think that is it good to have a conversation with someone that you don't have any idea about? Him or her, and he or she is a stranger. So is it good or not? So why we should do that? Why we should communicate with strangers? So we have a different reason that it is from some research. First one, actually it is good for your health. It is good for your mental health. And because have a conversation with people, a person who is stranger or not, it's change your mood, and it is really good for your mood. And you have to pluck up the courage, and you have to have a self-confidence to have a conversation with someone that you don't know anything about it, and are brain afraid about strangers. So it is good for your self-confidence. Pluck up the courage that I said. It is do something that you scared about, but you would do that. So, as I told you, it is good for your health and mental health, and for your actually self-confidence. And many of us surrounded part of day our life with strangers, commute to work. It means on the way our work, or sitting in a park or cafe, or visiting a supermarket or something like that. You can see many people that they are strangers. So it is really important that how can we communicate with these people. Maybe you ask me that how can we communicate that if we don't know any information about that, about him or her, it might be going too far. But I will tell you, it's easy. You can actually ask a question from him or her about I don't know, weather, or about the news, or as like as BBC English 6 Minute English told like how many words. Talking about interesting fact that how many words approximately that we have in an Oxford English Dictionary. But I think it's not really interesting. It's not really important. But he gave an example. So, and Neil said 1,071,146 or 2,024,658 or something like that. And he said some choice, and he asked to select one of them, A or B or C, or something like that. So you can ask questions to actually start conversation. Before starting conversation, we have a negative voice in our head that it tells us, oh my God, you can't do this. And our brain trying to, and the negative was trying to have a negative impact in our conversation. So it's a little hard, and we have to plug up the courage and do these things and have a conversation. So it's really important. So what do you think? Would you like to start the conversation with strangers? Telling this answer on the communication and tell your suggestion. Thank you and bye.